flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Kansas City, Philadelphia. Kansas City, the top-ranked team. The number one seed going in this. Philly, number two seed going into this thing. For whatever that's worth. 6:30 kickoff. Kansas City is a 1.5-point favorite for a game that'll be seen on Fox. Why are the Chiefs not likable?
I think they are likable.
You do?
Yeah.
I like them.
I have no issues with them at all.
I think one of the reasons fans don't like them is because they think they're getting too many calls. The commissioner answered that question yesterday when he was talking. Is this thing skewed towards the Chiefs?
This sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right? That I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media, and they get a new life. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. It also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously.
So wait, the commissioner admitted that he writes a script? I missed that part. I'm kidding. Why are there so many people that believe that too? I maybe because sometimes things happen that you just can't believe they weren't scripted. And I understand that. I get that. But is this one of the reasons why, and especially when it comes to the officiating and the Chiefs, that maybe they got a call here, they got a call there. I, you know as well as I do, they call holding on every play, right? And so Kansas City gets a call here or there. The thing that bothered me the most about, especially the championship game against the Bills, is I just don't know how you could be so off on a first down call and where to spot the ball sometimes. And we don't have to live in that world anymore when they can put a chip in the ball, and they have.
I didn't read the story. I saw something that said chip technology is not the real deal.
Okay, then what
is? That it doesn't really work.
Is there a better?
I don't know.
There has to be. If we can call balls and strikes.
Two guys and a stick.
No, two guys and a stick is not better. There has to be a better way to read a first
down. It would be three guys, two sticks, and a chain. Sorry.
There has to be a better way to read a first down.
Okay.
And doesn't that eliminate some of the angst that we get about, oh, did they get there? Did they get the first down? There's got to be a better way. There has to be. On a snow-covered field, they can show you where the lines are through technology now. Even if you're in the stadium, you can't see them. But they can see them on TV.
But they can see them.
That's why you're better off sometimes watching on TV than you are at the game. Do you find that funny? It's a little conspiracy? Well,
I honestly think that's the cause of all of this. It's a lot easier to point to a conspiracy theory than it is to just go, the Chiefs are really good.
Yep,
Patrick Mahomes
sure
is really good. Travis Kelce's really good. Those two understand how each other work.
And Andy Reid knows how to scheme.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to go, they cheated, than to go, wow, they're just really freaking good.
Boy, did they do a nice job on their defense.
Do they maybe get a call every so often? Yeah, because the talent's there in the same way that you got a whole bunch of calls when LeBron James was here. Why? Because the guy's really good.
Wait, you mean we got calls when LeBron was here? No. I don't believe it because LeBron complained all the time. There's no way we got all the calls.
This is how this works. There's no cheating. There's no backroom deals. There's no shenanigans. There's no shadowy figures. None. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, defense,
they
Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones. They're just really good.
Tears in the national anthem.
They're just good. And it stinks that that's the reason. But that's the reason.
All right, so
you know, it shouldn't be that difficult to extend a really good level of play, right?
No. I mean,
no team's won 3 Super Bowls in a row. That's fascinating, isn't that? No team's won 3 in a row. How in the world does that happen? It shows you about the parity in the league.
Script. I heard Roger say it. Said it's scripted. How about Kansas City being the evil empire now? Can you see it? Are they the evil empire to you? Patrick Mahomes was asked that question.
I don't think it's embracing me and the villains. We embrace who we are, and we believe we play the game the right way. We believe that we play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion for the game. And then we win football games. And if winning football games makes you a villain, we're gonna keep going out there and doing it.
Apparently, they didn't take that audio filter with them to New Orleans. The one that takes Patrick's voice and drops it down to here. That dude's got a high voice.
And a lot of money.
He got a lot of money. He's got a lot of money.
He can sound however in the world he wants if he can whip a football like that.
Can I ask a stupid question? Because, you know, I do that regularly anyway. Yeah.
That would make today a day and then ends in day. Yeah, go ahead.
With his voice, could you listen to him do an entire game as a color analyst?
I think you'd get used to it after a while.
He speaks quickly, and his voice is, you know, very high and a little nasally. Could you listen to him do a game? I'll bet you could. I'll bet he'd be really good.
The rainbow.
But I think it's really interesting. That would be like, huh, okay.
You really couldn't. You couldn't listen to him do an entire.
No,
game?
I think I could. I think, but he's got one of the most unique voices in pro sports.
He wins. I'd love to have a guy with a voice like his play quarterback.
And no kidding.
So, Travis Kelce also talked about the fact that he's not.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
Where's he from, Andy?
Originally, I think he was born on the West Side. I don't know, something like that. Hi.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does he believe that people don't like the Chiefs? He talked about that too.
People hate the Chiefs? I didn't know that. I don't let outside noise fuel me or motivate me. I have all the motivation right here and with the people that I go to work with and who I show up for. I just try and be the most accountable guy that I can for them.
You know why, Andy?
Why, Jeff?
Because he went to your high school.
It's true. I mean, he learned to understand the heat when Heights was playing against Shaker.
Sure.
That was his first taste of real rivalry. And now he has clearly, you know, transcended that all the way through into the NFL. And I was kind of surprised. I've read a couple stories, Jeff, about him maybe perhaps getting cut at the end of the season by Kansas City.
Yeah, for money reasons.
Have you seen any of those?
Yeah. Yes, I have. That would be stunning to me. I would be very, very surprised. I know it's a business. We all know it's a business. He's one guy who I think would be beyond that. I don't think they could do that. The only way they could do that is if it was mutually agreed upon that he wanted to leave and maybe go somewhere else to play, and they wanted to move on from him.
I think the only thing that the real answer would be just to get him to renegotiate his contract so that maybe you're technically releasing him so you can sign him again. Because, you know, his cap number for 2025 could be almost $20 million. So...
He can still play. He doesn't play at the same level all the time anymore. But by gosh, when they need him, he's there.
I'm just reading. SI had a story on him too. They said one of the reasons why, the first reason was because of the cap, and I already brought that up. He said the second reason is that despite his playoff performances, Kelce has been a fading force this season. His yards per reception had been 12. For 9 straight years entering 2023. Last year, that dropped to a 10.6, and in 2024, it fell to an 8.5. Any chance he's getting covered more? That's what I thought first and foremost. And the other one are they not throwing him the ball? This is an SI story, but that quote was from Bren Rolfe of Pro Football Network.
I do think it's interesting that they have replenished their wide receiver room now with guys who are certainly on the back half of their career. Like DeAndre Hopkins isn't the receiver that he used to be. But you don't think he could make a big play in the Super Bowl to help the Chiefs win the game?
It's all it takes.
Juju Smith-Schuster, same thing. He's not been the same guy since he left Pittsburgh. You don't think he could make a play or two to really help them? And he did the other day. And then you have Hollywood Brown. I mean, they keep throwing. And, you know, doesn't have to be absolute upper echelon wide receivers here. They're not all Jamar Chase, but it's guys who can help that offense work. You know, you brought in Kareem Hunt.
When
nobody wanted to bring in Kareem Hunt. You brought in pieces that can help you. And it's really well done
going
by Kansas City.
Going back to that piece, they were just saying you talk about the diminishing skills, I guess is probably the best way to put it here in Northeast Ohio. If that's what you think Kelce has, he's just saying that Kelce's salary is crazy for a role player, and any cut for Kelce would be procedural, where he is nominally cut and then re-signed at a more cap-friendly deal. So I brought that up. Equally, they could just throw four and they could put some void years at the end, the way the Browns have been doing that too, and move upward of $12.5 million into the future as a veteran and as a thank you.
You couldn't just renegotiate the contract? Would be more cap implications with that than if you cut him?
Well, no, what they're saying is any cut for Kelce, this is exactly what it says, any cut for Kelce would be procedural, where he is nominally cut and then re-signed in a more cap-friendly deal. I just can't see them cutting him. I can't see him playing anywhere else, can you? I just can't do it.
No, I can't.
Greg Williams, lock it in. You just don't know what he's going to have to say, and I can't wait to hear what he says about Myles Garrett. That's coming up here in just a few moments. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mark Schler, the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.